Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talk Talks. I am your host, Andrew Kistner. And today I have a really cool guest, and there's a story behind it. Her name is Faraday Miller, and she owns the Sage Fairy. Now, this is not something, and you've seen our podcast, so you know most commonly we have somebody on that has something to do with medical or holistic health care or, you know, functional medicine, something along those lines, physical therapy, somewhere, you know, that kind of meets the core of what we do. But we started selling, she made a skincare line and all kinds of stuff. And we started selling her products in the Gianna Rose gift shop, which we have all kinds of cool stuff in now, sweatshirts and hats and tumblers and all kinds of neat things. And I bought my wife some of this stuff, you know, as a, hey, well, I got you this. And trying to get some brownie points and didn't think too much of it. But she loved it. And she told me this is the best stuff she's ever used on her face. And we're pushing 40 years old. She's got 40 years behind her, you know, almost of using, you know, stuff on her face. And so I said, huh, interesting. So I wanted to have, her name is Faraday Miller, on from the Sage Fairy to kind of talk about this company and what she started. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
So first, before we get into the Sage Fairy, I want to know where the name Faraday came from.
Yeah, as we're talking about this before, I'm not named after a Faraday cage.
Faraday cage. That's all. Yeah, for just an EMP, you got to have a Faraday bag, put all your stuff in it.
Right.
It's a big prepper thing. Yeah. So where did the name Faraday come from? It's very unique.
So it's not my birth name.
Okay.
I was born and given the name Audrey at birth. I had a very rough childhood that included a lot of bad things.
Okay.
So about 15 years ago, maybe, I did a ceremony in a women's group where we released the life that our parents gave us and took on the life we wanted for ourselves.
Interesting.
So in a jokingly kind of way, we said, let's all just pick fun names that we can also, we'll kind of relate to our new life we want to bring in. Well, at the time, I was walking my dogs every day in the park in this huge field at Kensington. Mm-hmm. And so when I started searching for names, I knew I wanted it to be a fairy name because I've always loved fairies. So I was searching fairy names, and the name Faraday came up, and I loved it the second I saw it. And then the meaning of it is fairy goddess of the fields. So I was like, well, that's it. That's my name. That's the name. So we started using it just in that group and kind of I told my sister about it. My sister started calling me that. And then about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I said, I don't know who Audrey is anymore, and I don't relate to her, so I'm going to become Faraday. So I changed my name, and people started calling me that, and then legally I changed it in 2020.
That's awesome. So you kind of rebranded yourself, recreated yourself, started over, and the new name.
And the new name.
That is very cool.
Yeah. So now when people call me Audrey, it's like, because I do have people who've known me my whole life who they either refuse to call me my new name, which is a whole nother story.
Right.
But and then there's just people who will slip up because they've known me my whole life. And it used to make me cringe. And now I'm just like, I just say, oh, my name's Faraday now. And it doesn't make me cringe anymore, but I have no idea who they're talking to when they say that name.
Yeah.
Like it's not who
I am. We've embraced it. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. Well, thank you for sharing that with
thank
me.
Thank you. And I do tell people, if you can't remember my name, you can call me Fairy. It's perfectly fine. And most people are like, I could never call you Fairy. And then they get to know me, and then they're like, okay, I can call you Fairy. I can call you Fairy. It's very easy.
That's funny. Okay, so talk to me a little bit about the Sage Fairy, which I found out that you own. It's not something that you, not a multi-level like Mary Kay or Arbonne or whatnot, to
correct,
where you're got somebody in your upline, you're trying to sell products and get people, you know, recruit people, and you make the products.
Yes, I make everything from scratch. I do all the research on the ingredients. So it started as a hobby.
Okay.
We used to own a gym and a tanning salon, and I decided I wanted to make some body care products just for fun to make a little extra money.
Yeah.
Go to craft fairs and stuff. So I started making the body butter.
Okay.
People fell
in
love.
What is this?
So body butter is a waterless lotion.
You're talking to somebody that uses nothing. I don't even wash my face.
Okay.
Like, just water hits it when I wash my hair. When I wash my hair, and then it gets dried off by the towel.
Okay.
But I don't have, you know, any acne.
And the shampoo goes on the face.
Yes, yes. Sure, some, I'm sure, gets down there.
You're crazy.
But no, if I wash my face, I break out.
Okay.
Probably because whatever is using to wash it, but regardless.
We'll get
so
into
don't
that.
Worry
we'll
about me.
We'll talk afterwards about what products you should be using.
Yeah, don't use me as your star person here.
So body butter is waterless lotion. It's a very thick cream. It's very hydrating for the skin. Different companies make it differently. Everybody uses different product, different ingredients. A lot of people put wax in that to keep it kind of a solid. It's more of a solid lotion. When I made it, I wanted to use ingredients that other people aren't using because I wanted it to be different so that they could choose something different from what they can get anywhere else. So people fell in love with it. And then, but some people were like, it's too thick for me. I'd rather have a regular lotion.
Okay.
So I learned how to make lotion.
Did love
a bunch
it.
Of YouTubing, Pinterest, all that kind of stuff. Learned how to make body lotion. And then people started saying, well, I would love this on my face. Can I use it on my face? Well, at the time, yeah, you could. It's very safe for the face, but people wanted the ingredients that were going to give them the anti-aging stuff.
I
started researching ingredients for that. So I just started building the product line based on what people were asking for. And then I never took care of my skin.
Okay.
My entire life, my older sister has always told me, you need SPF, you need this, you need that. And I was like, no, I'm fine. And then I hit like 45 and I had horrible skin. I had these dark, dark sunspots on my forehead to where people would literally say to me, what did you do to your forehead?
Right.
And they were sunspots and these purple lines that went across. So I always wore bangs because I was so embarrassed. So now I'm making my own products. So I started researching how to get rid of sunspots, how to get rid of deep wrinkles. And I started using them and my skin started healing. And so it just kind of grew from there.
Interesting. So talk to me a little bit about the ingredients that you put in there. Because obviously to fit, if you're in here, Tammy's done some vetting on, you know, what type of products you're putting in here.
Yes.
What, you know who we are as far as being very holistic. You know, we don't like harsh chemicals. We don't like, we're as crunchy can get.
Yes.
So talk to me a little bit about the chemicals or the products that you use for this stuff.
Right. So everything's non-toxic.
Okay.
There's nothing synthetic. The fragrances and the scent is all from essential oils.
Oh, cool.
Even my preservative is a plant-based preservative.
Oh,
so a lot of natural companies, they still use synthetics for their preservative, for their scent, for that kind of stuff. And they can get away with it because it's a small percentage.
Right.
So as long as it's within a certain percentage, you can still say you're all natural, but includes synthetic ingredients. I did have a couple ingredients that I started adding, like retinol, because people wanted it.
I don't know what that is. What is
so retinol's a vitamin A,
but
it's a synthetic vitamin A.
Got it.
And it's very dangerous if you don't use it properly.
Interesting.
So the more research I did, I said, I don't care how badly people want retinol, I'm not putting it in my product. So I pulled it immediately, and I found plant-based vitamin A that's as powerful as retinol.
Hmm.
So I just started really looking at what people are currently using in their skincare that is synthetic and dangerous, but I can find plant-based alternatives. And so every ingredient in it is plant-based, every single
That's
ingredient.
That's awesome. I think it's the challenge that we've had, you know, as a family, as we've learned more, you know, and sometimes that's from research, sometimes that's from watching a TikTok video on somebody that else has done all the research, is these companies that start off, and they start off great, and they've got good ingredients, the product is good, and then before long, it's like every single one of them gets bought up by somebody else, and then all of that changes, but they don't make an announcement.
No.
Oh, we were bought by such and such a company, and all the natural stuff in our, you know, deodorant or whatever is no more.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they changed the name of the ingredient somehow.
Right.
And
or they hide it under some other umbrella.
So they'll call it this for a while and everybody will go, well, we don't want that because it's toxic. So then the company goes, well, we'll just rename that ingredient.
Yeah.
And nobody will know that it's the same ingredient. It's just under
We'll put it under natural flavors.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then people think it's healthy and safe because it says natural on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disheartening because you're like, oh, I love this stuff. It works great.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, a year later, you're reading the back of the label and like, I don't remember
this
it having
changed.
This.
Why? And then you find out, oh, Clorox owns them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes,
so that's part of the reason, like, people say to me, one day you're going to be so big, you're going to hire people. And I don't want to get that big.
Right.
Like, I want to stay small, private, very you know, personal with the companies that I sell my products out of. I have a website, so anybody in the country can order from me. But when it comes to the company itself, I'm not in this to become a millionaire and a billionaire. Right. That's not why I started. It's not why I do it. I do it because I love it and it's fun. So I don't ever want to get so big that I have to now start to like change who I am at the core.
Automated systems and
exactly. Yeah. I want it all to stay exactly what it is today forever. And if I have to change that and sell out or anything, I'll just close it up. Like I would rather close the doors than sell it to a company that's going to destroy it.
Oh, absolutely. Because that will happen.
Yeah.
They're going to start looking at profits. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you know, if we use this chemical, we could gain another 5%
and
profits
still be called natural.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right, absolutely. Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about some of the different, you have a ton of products out there. And I don't know what I didn't know what body butter was. So talk to me a little bit about.
Most guys don't. At events, I'll be like, do you want to try some body butter? And they're like.
Here's the only thing I use is like if I go fishing and it's cold, like I go ice fishing.
Okay.
Or if I'm fishing a river in Waders and it's 30 out or 28 out. My hands obviously get real just nasty. And so I'll use, and it's probably not a good thing. I don't remember what it's called. It's a green tub, little green tub.
Okay.
And it works pretty well. But that's the only thing I put on my skin is that, other than a bar soap.
Right. Which I hope is least natural.
It's Kirkland, so probably not. I am telling you, we fight about this
a lot.
I'm going
to put together a little goodie bag for you.
I understand it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I bought into it. Mm-hmm. Emily uses a good body soap and whatever, and I'm just like, I'll just buy the Kirkland.
You're like, I'm a guy. I don't need that.
I don't care. Yeah. I know I shouldn't, but I do. We don't need to get into deodorant. I'm really telling a lot about myself here. So talk to me a little bit about the different products that you offer, because there's a ton on the shelves.
Yes. Yeah. So everything, the entire facial skincare line is good for all skincare types, all ages, all skincare. I didn't want to complicate it. I didn't want people to have to try to figure out, well, I'm 30, which products do I need to use? And I'm 60, which I want them good for everybody. So the products for, if you're in your 20s and 30s, they're going to help slow the aging process. If you're in your 40s and 50s, it's going to start repairing some of the damage done and also prevent further damage. And same with
makes sense.
The older you get, the more obviously repair we need and prevention we need. But it's going to work the same for everybody. Because whether we're repairing or preventing, that's what we all want, to not have the aging skin.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter what your age group is. It doesn't matter if you have sensitive skin or oily skin or dry skin. The products will work because the ingredients in them balance your natural skin. So if you have oily skin, it's going to balance those oils and reduce the oil. If you have dry skin, it's going to hydrate the skin, get your skin to create more natural oils, and balance it out that way.
Awesome.
So it's all good for all age groups, all skin types.
So what did you find through your research helps with anti-aging?
The different oils, like carrier oils. So I use, one of my absolute favorites I use is... I use a grapeseed oil base, but then I add the herb spilanthes, and that helps to block muscle contraction. So they call it organic Botox. So I can move my forehead, but it's a struggle. Like, it's hard for me to do this.
Because
but
it's tightened that skin up?
It's tightening the skin. It's relaxing the muscles is the more important thing. Ah. So when you get Botox, you paralyze the muscle.
Right.
Right? So you can't move your face, and then you're talking like this, and it's all that's moving is a little bit of lip, which is usually more like this.
Right. It's very obvious to everyone else.
Yeah, I don't want women and men to have to feel like they have to do this weird stuff to have healthy skin that looks youthful. So when I found out about this herb, I started adding it to, I added it to my night serum, and I started finding that it was hard for me to do this. I'm expressive. I move my face constantly when I'm talking. I don't want to lose that.
No.
So I can still do that, but it's not to the point where I'm getting the deep wrinkles.
Right.
So it's different ingredients like that that are going to help reduce the damage that's getting done. All the carrier oils I use block UV rays.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not allowed to say they're SPF. Because I don't add an SPF ingredient, but I can tell people that the oils in them will help block the UV rays and then also repair any damage that is getting done.
Yeah.
So it'll cell rejuvenation, it'll reverse any damage being done, but also block further damage.
Right.
So it's different things like that.
So are you, and you, we can get into anything. Are you anti-sunscreen?
I am.
We are too.
I have never put sunscreen on my body. I'm sure when I was a
kid.
We
did for years.
My parents did.
Sure.
It's the minute I took over my own body care.
Yeah.
I've never put SPF on my skin.
I've even, we've converted my father-in-law.
Okay.
I couldn't care less. Yeah. I use, SPF, whatever. Yeah. And he started using, what is it?
It's zinc oxide.
Yes. That was exactly it. For some reason I thought magnesium, but it was zinc oxide.
Yep.
And he started using that. So that's what we use. If we use anything, real tan, but Emily and Grace are as white as ghosts.
Yes. So yeah, I'm very fair skinned too. And for me, I burn, if I'm out in the sun for an hour or more, will burn with my products. I put it on my face, my chest, and my shoulders when I go out and garden. I'm out in the sun for up to 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like we got a new dog a couple years ago.
Love it.
And when we brought him home, he needed to burn up a lot of energy. So him and I would spend 8 hours a day outside. I had the best tan, but I never once burned.
That's awesome.
And it doesn't have any SPF in it,
right.
But it blocks those UV rays. I actually put it on last year. I was in gardening, and I had it on my face, my neck, and my shoulders, but I missed one spot. And so the next morning I woke up, and I had this one burn spot on my neck. And I was like, oh, must have missed that spot with the deep healing serum.
That's fun.
So, yeah.
So that's cool. I like that. So what other products? So you've got the body butter. What other
body
products? Body lotion.
The essential oil rollers. A lot of people ask me about those because they're like, do you have one for migraines? So my essential oil rollers are made to use as like a perfume. So if you love the smell of your lotion,
as we
know, lotion eventually wears off the smell.
Mm-hmm.
So the essential oil rollers are just a good way to reapply the scent. So those are just meant for the scent. My lotions, I put essential oil concentration high enough to where it's going to last for hours.
Oh, cool.
I hated when I would buy a lotion because I love the smell of it. Put it on, half hour later, you couldn't smell it anymore.
Right.
So when I formulated the lotions, I wanted to make sure that the scent lasted all day and that you also get the aromatherapy benefits out of the scent of the lotions, too.
Very cool.
So I have the body care is going to be the body lotion, body butter, and the essential oil rollers.
Okay.
Then everything else is geared towards the anti-aging. So I have facial masks, exfoliators.
Is that the black stuff that Emily was putting on her face?
Yep. It's a little scary to look at.
Well, I don't know. It's not. It is funny to watch see her do it. And she's just putting it painted on. Like
painting
whatever.
It on.
When I used to use, I've done it only a couple of times, the strips, the Biore strips or whatever on your nose, and I freak out. I don't know if I could do the mask. I'll try it, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, I'm challenging you.
I don't know what it is. I just, I can't have it.
Okay.
And I don't like things touching my nose anyway. I'm weird. I'm on.
So you could just do around.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
She'll talk me into it. Don't worry. I'll let you know how it goes.
You'll have a pampering night.
I don't know about that. But I like to I try to practice what I preach. There's some faults I have.
Yeah.
And so I'll do some things. I'll try it.
What I like to teach when it comes to skincare, because like I said, I was not good with skincare at all. I mean, even through my 20s and 30s, if I watched my face, it was a good day. Like, I just wasn't into it. So when I started making products and I knew I needed to start using them to repair the damage I had done, I wanted it to be easy. I did not want an 8-step program that I got to remember which one am I supposed to do, how long do I leave it on. It had to be simple.
Yeah.
So I teach 3 simple steps. Cleanse, serum, moisturize. Every day, twice a day. You wash or cleanse. I have a cleansing oil, which I'll explain that. You wash your face, you clean it, you put a serum on, which is literally you put a drop of oil here, here, and here, you rub it in.
Okay.
Pump of lotion, rub it in, and you're done.
Oh, cool.
2 to 3 minutes, you are done with your skincare routine. You can go on with your day. Some people like the long, drawn out, like, I want to pamper myself for 20 minutes every day. So there's additional products you can add to what you do, but you don't have to use them every day to get. You can use one product every day and still get benefits from it.
Awesome. Do you have anything like deodorant or anything like that?
Not yet. So deodorant's a tough one. Deodorant is either it burns your armpits or it doesn't work. So I'm having a really hard time formulating one that I'm happy with.
So it's an R&D, research and development.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know if I'll ever bring one up. I might let other companies do it, because if I can't, if I don't love what I'm making,
right,
I stop making it.
If you do, I will try.
Products. Okay.
So I am, and you're gonna look at me differently. I am like Old Spice, antiperspirant, aluminum, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's because I hate sweating. I hate sweating.
Yes.
In my armpits. I don't mind sweating anywhere else, but like I just hate it.
Okay.
And I've tried the other ones, and I can't stand them.
Yes.
My wife has gone the total, you know,
so
magnesium
infused. So you'll
probably
never find a natural.
Ugh,
only because natural's not going to block the sweat glands,
right,
which is what the antiperspirant does.
And Emily's like, well, that's what you don't want to block the sweat glands. Like, I do.
Right.
I like that.
You like to do. Which I will say, as long as I love everybody to do 100% natural everything, but I also know that there's a lot of people who they're not going to give up certain things.
Right.
So as long as you're doing natural with everything else.
Sure.
I mean, it's probably not good to encourage you to continue using it, but if that's the one bad thing you do, are you going to end up with cancer and die from it?
Maybe.
Maybe, but probably not, because then your body can handle that little
bit.
Yeah,
everything in moderation.
We can't remove 100% of toxins from our lifestyle, right?
Right.
Like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So, like for me, my shampoo and conditioner are not 100% natural. I love Aveda. I will never give Aveda up.
Yeah.
I probably will never make shampoo and conditioner. Now, if I find
one that you did
formulas
like
that I love, sure, and I can make it, I would switch, but I love it. So
yeah,
that's the one item I won't give up and won't go all natural with. It's clean, but it's not 100%
right,
clean. So
sure,
we have to give and take a little bit. We can't try to beat ourselves up because we're not 100% natural with everything we do in our lives.
Yeah.
You'll be miserable if you try and do that.
I think so, too.
I did try to do that for a while, and I was miserable. I was like, oh, I can't eat any of the foods I like. I can't. But I love the shampoo and conditioner. I love the way my hair
right,
feels and looks. But I can't use it because it's not all knit. And I was like, I can't. It's too much.
All right.
Too
well,
much.
Since you're pretty crunchy, I'm going to ask you about this. I've lost the fight. and we have found something that does a pretty good job.
Okay.
Dawn dish soap. Now, first, preface, here's my thinking on it.
So you like it, she doesn't.
I love Dawn dish soap because okay, it clean, like it cuts the, it does a good job. I love doing dishes.
Okay.
I'm a very clean, organized, kind of a neat freak type of person.
Okay.
So I love doing dishes. Don't know why, I just find it relaxing, and I do dishes
multiple
times a day.
We rarely use our dishwasher. Well, we do now a little more because we have a third person living with us, but when it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
We're not going to run our dishwasher because it's only going to get run
right,
once a week. It's
right, going
to take forever to
right,
fill it. So we hand wash all the time.
Yeah.
Does not bother me.
I fully clean the kitchen multiple times a day.
Okay.
I love Dawn. And my thinking behind it is, well, you're not eating it. You're washing it off. Like, I use my scrubber. I scrub it.
But do you wear gloves?
No.
Okay, well, now it's on your hands.
And then you rinse the plate, you rinse the whatever.
Right.
And so you're not, like, I see all these TikToks, like, stop using Dawn. It's got all these chemicals. Like, you're not supposed to eat it.
Right. But you're
what's your take on it?
It's on your hands. Your hands absorb everything you touch. So it's still getting into your bloodstream. Minimally. Okay? So minimally. You're smelling the fragrance that's in it, which is the worst part about it, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, when you walk down the laundry detergent aisle and you smell you smell that.
Yeah.
That's affecting us. Like,
interesting.
It's getting into our bodies and creating a chemical response to
yeah,
it. Is it the worst thing on the planet to be doing?
We
no,
found a good
but
substitute.
But it also does get into our water. You know, I mean, it's still getting on the planet. It's still, so even if it's not affecting you and your body, there's still a negative effect. Is it the worst thing you could be doing? No.
No.
For me, we have found what you cook in is going to make the biggest difference on what soap you
yes,
need to use. So we use cast iron for the majority.
Same here.
So if your cast iron is properly seasoned, you shouldn't be needing to scrub, which you
right,
shouldn't use soap
I
on
use
it anyway.
I use the chain mail thing, and then I have the brush,
okay,
and I don't use soap on them
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, so the dish soap,
we did find
really
a good
harsh
substitute,
like that. Yeah.
Right.
It's only good if you're using pots and pans that really get
right,
stuck and you really need to soak
right,
them. But then, so what I do if I have a pan that somehow something gets really stuck, I put it on the stove, put hot water in it, pour the soap in,
yeah,
get it to a boil, let it work.
Right.
But yeah, it's not the worst thing to be doing. So I'm with your wife. If you found something that
she did
that
she,
works good,
it took a while though.
Biodegradable. That's the best.
There
option.
Were several. I was like, not using it.
Yeah.
Like I hate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And went back to Dawn, and then she found. I don't remember what the name of it is, but it does work pretty.
Yeah.
Good.
So there are certain things that, like you said, if you're not eating it and consuming it, it's not going to be as bad.
Right.
But it is still absorbing in your body when you're, if you are washed, like so. Body wash, for example.
Yes.
So a lot of people say, well, it's just washing off.
But yeah, that's being absorbed.
It, right?
So yeah.
It's going on your body. It is getting a little bit of absorbed. You're smelling it. And it's in steam. So not only are you smelling it now, the steam is getting into your lungs, your whole body.
There's a lot behind the smell.
Mm-hmm. Because and then you're standing in the water and your feet are absorbing the chemicals.
Right.
Yeah, so you are still absorbing it.
There was a research study, I think recently published, about scents and how it's hurting fertility. And and I got to remember, it was a couple days ago I heard the report on it, but it talked about the plug-in.
Yes.
The Glade and all those things,
they're
the
so
different
horrible.
Plug-ins, that's significantly decreased fertility in men and women.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Yeah. So it's the same concept. I mean, it's a steam that's coming out of the wall with fragrance in it.
Yeah, you're breathing
so,
it in.
So is your body wash. Your body wash is in a steam that you're breathing in.
Right.
And it changes the chemical makeup inside of our body.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are places
learned a couple
where
things.
It's easy to replace what you're currently using.
So do you have bar soap?
I don't have my sister makes bar soap, so I can get you bar
I
soap
use
if
bar
you
soap.
Love bar soap.
I like bar soap.
I can
soap.
Get you a really good bar soap.
Give
my
me some
sister
bar soap.
Makes amazing
I'll use
soap.
It.
But I do make body wash that is a head-to-toe wash.
So
you
the
can
thing
use
I like about
shampoo.
Bar soap, the thing I like about bar soap is how easy it's to use. I don't use a loofah or whatever you call it. I don't use a washcloth. I take the bar.
Okay. I will hook you up with the best soap you'll ever use.
Because it's a two-in-one, you know,
yes.
applicator and whatever.
Yes.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about, we were talking before on your vision for the company and where you want to go. What are some of the ideas of things you want to make where you're going to take it?
Okay. So this year I'm considering rebranding.
Okay.
So it's currently called the Sage Fairy. And I've had my husband and a lot of other people asking me if I'm ever going to come out with men's products, especially beard oil. Beard oil, I get everybody ask me, do you have beard oil? I got to figure out how to make it, but yes. So I want to be able to do that. Because for men like you who say, oh, I don't use skincare. Well, I want you to be able to use something that's healthy for you and easy to use.
Yep.
So you, because even though you guys aren't quite as worried about it as women, men do still want to keep a youthful look to their skin, and they do start to care when they hit their 40s, and they're like, oh, maybe I should start doing something. So I want to provide something that is easy for them to use. So I'm thinking about rebranding. So instead of being the Sage Fairy, it'll be TSF Skincare.
Okay.
So it'll still have, when people ask, what is TSF? It's the Sage Fairy.
Got it.
But the labeling will all just be TSF. It won't
cool.
say the Sage Fairy on it anymore. And then there will be a few men's products. The facial products are good for men and women. They don't have a flowery scent to them. they're very easy to use. So I won't really have to do like a specific men's facial product. But the packaging will have to change for them
Absolutely.
To feel comfortable. Some men are like, I don't care what the bottle says. It's in my bathroom. It's in a cabinet. Nobody sees what I'm putting on my face. So some guys don't care, but some men are also like, it says the fairy on there. I'm not using a product that says fairy on it. So
men's
I want to make it open. Yeah.
Sure.
And then I want to create some products that are a hand cream for men, especially men in construction. That's the big one that my husband wants really bad.
I get complaints all the time. Don't touch me. Your hands are so gross.
Yeah, so rough. And,
yes,
and then
rough.
They get cracked. And yeah, so I want to come up with some products that are really good for men that they can feel comfortable using and not feel like they're putting on their wife's product.
I love that.
Yeah,
and that's
then
awesome.
Have the labeling in the product be something that isn't too feminine either.
Yeah. Okay, before we kind of close, anything additional, like deodorant, bar soap?
I will work on, let me ask you this. Would you use a deodorant that was a paste that you have to apply with your hands?
No.
No. Okay, that's what so that's the hard part, is adding the ingredients that make a solid bar.
Okay. Yes.
Is where you get into some of the ingredients.
Apply with the hands, no. However, the deodorant I like is made by Old Spice, and it is a paste in a tube. So when you do this, the paste comes out of the little holes.
Okay.
I can find it for you.
Yeah, so it's, I know what you're
but
talking
it,
about.
But it is a soft.
Okay.
It's not your hard rock thing that you, you know, scratches off on your skin.
Yeah.
So if it were an applicator like that, I totally would.
Okay.
I would try it.
All right, I will work on it.
Obviously, to me, sweating is the big thing, but really, realistically, it's smelling is the big thing.
Right, right.
You know,
and which is the issue with a lot of the natural.
If I can get over smelling, if I can get over sweating, I'll use it.
Yes.
But I would love a hand cream.
Okay. I do have a pain lotion I'm coming out with.
Oh.
Hopefully within the next 8 weeks, it'll be ready to be launched. It will have magnesium in it.
Okay.
And then a few herbal oils. So when I make my herbal oils, I infuse grapeseed oil with herbs.
Okay.
So I warm the oil, get the herb in there, and then they sit for a while so the herbs get infused into the oil.
Got it.
So you get the benefit of the herb without having to ingest it.
Oh, cool.
So this will have arnica, yucca root, and spilanthius, which is the one with the muscle.
Oh, got it.
Contracting block. And then it will also have some essential oils in it and the magnesium, which will work for joint and muscle pain. So that should be coming out in the next 8 weeks. And then an eye cream is the next one on the mark because everybody wants a good eye cream, especially for the bags under the eyes. A lot of people ask for that. And then I will put deodorant on the list.
And bar soap. Give me some bar soap.
I can already hook you up with.
Cool.
My sister makes that, so I'm more than happy to get that for you.
Awesome. Well, as we close, first, thank you very much for being on.
Thank you.
Learned some stuff.
Thank you.
If you can kind of, and we'll put it in the description, but if you want to give all the details, you can obviously find some of this stuff here. I don't know if it's all that you have.
Most of it will be coming in. I wanted to see how things went, how fast.
I think it's going pretty good.
I can't keep stock here. So
right.
Every week I have to bring stuff in. So.
Good. I love it.
Which is because of Kristen and Jamie.
So, yeah, and Emily. Emily literally went around and told people, like, this is the best stuff I've ever used on my face, ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kristen's been a longtime customer. We would even laugh. I would say to my husband, oh, another order from Kristen. Oh, another order from Kristen. And then she shared it with Jamie, and then Jamie fell in love. And it's kind of...
He branched.
And then they tell everybody about it. The first time I came in, I felt like a celebrity walking through. This is Faraday, the skincare person. They're like, oh my God, I've heard so much about you.
You did hold like little special things.
Yes.
Out in front of the gift shop.
Yep, and I'll be doing that
one of those.
Again.
Emily was very excited to get that.
Yeah.
And so you can get some of the stuff here, but where else can they find information and all that?
So best way to follow me is on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm okay on Instagram. Facebook, I'm much better. I have a website, which is tsf-store.com.
Okay.
And then Facebook, Instagram. And then I'm also in Beyond Treasures in Howell, Michigan Makers over at Green Oak.
Oh,
and then here.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thanks for being
here.
I had a good time.
Thank you. Me too.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us for this episode of Talk Talks. We are getting started here after the new year, getting things up and running again. And so definitely look out for every Thursday. We'll try to have an episode out. And if you have somebody that is local that you think has some cool stuff to share, feel free to drop it in the comments or email me at andrew@theoxfordcenter.com. And we will see you guys next week.